弟兄姐妹，朋友们平安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. 感谢上帝，上个主日我们在湖边营地举行了主日崇拜、施洗礼、圣餐礼以及户外活动。
So really praise the Lord, give us the opportunity last Lord's last Sunday, Sunday, Lord's Day, we had this this opportunity to be at the camp. We had our Sunday worship, the baptism, and the Holy Communion, and outdoor activities.
上帝赐给了我们那么合适的气温和优美的环境。
So give us such a desirable weather and such a beautiful surrounding scenery.
也赐给了我们基督大家庭中八个成人和四个青年，共十二位新的成员。
So also, bless us with the eight adults and four youth added to his family.
这还有一个哈，在那换衣服呢。正像我们当时所唱的那首回应诗歌所描写的那样，那是一个快乐的日子。
So just like the responding hymn said, that was a happy day.
看着当时我们的大人和孩子们在湖中划船，在湖边上沙滩上玩得那么开心，我就在旁边小房子里面 ，Oliver 准备了一个折叠床，美美的睡了一觉。
So while watching you know, brothers and sisters boating and play on the beach. I actually took a nap, fall asleep on a folding bed Oliver prepared.
其实我们中间出了一点点的小意外。
There's only one little or accident.
晨晨姐妹那个小 baby, 晨晨在吗？没有吗？
Yeah, the baby of Sister Chen Chen,
他 baby 的脸上被马蜂蛰了一下
，was stung by
看起来很大
，by hornet.
后来他们送进医院做了紧急处理
，so they went to the ER room.
礼拜三下午的时候，他给师母发这个短信说，肿已经小了。
So by Wednesday, they text pastor's wife, May, and told the swelling already subsided.
我相信当时被蛰那一刹那，感到疼的不仅仅是那小 baby。
So I believe, at the moment, the little baby was stung, not only, the baby felt pain.
还有在他们旁边的姥姥、爸爸妈妈的心也是疼的。
I also think the hearts of the parents and their grandparents must hurt as well.
那在新浪的博客上有一篇文章，它的题目是“由家里的马蜂蛰人所想到的道理”。
So I read a blog on China. The article titled, you know, what we learn from the stung of a hornet to the family members.
大致的内容是在坐着他们家中窗子外边的走廊的顶上有一个麻蜂窝，他的妈妈从那儿正常路过的时候被蛰了一下肿了。
So, his mom was stung by a hornet, and hornet actually made a hive outside his house window.
那他随即隔着窗纱就用那个杀虫剂把这个窝整个给他毁坏了。
So he destroyed the hive by use of pesticide.
之后他望着从外面回来那些马蜂，那些无家可归的马蜂，动了恻隐之心。
But he also was sympathized for those sort of returned but homeless hornets.
他感叹那个马蜂筑巢的地点不合适。
So he really thought maybe that was the appropriate place and they build their hives.
他说：“人原本无意害他，他呢可能也没有说有意要攻击人。”
So the man, his family has no intention to harm them, and they probably have no, no intention to harm people.
但是他误以为人要攻击他，所以就以防卫的手段给人进行了袭击。
So he was only out of their misunderstanding, and they sort of defend their hive, and they stung his mom.
导致的结果是丧失家园，失去了亲属之灾。
So which resulted in losing their homes, and also lost their members in the colony.
所以这位作者在最后呢，他说静心的思想全是因为误解误会所造成的后果。
So what we learned there was really the misunderstanding create a lot of troubles.
那文章最后他的结论是，只要互相理解，互相懂得对方想干什么，就可以避免好多不必要的麻烦。
So really, you know, the article concludes with, if we have mutual understanding, and we can avoid many troubles.
那体会到人们之间呢，他说，在别人说话或者是做事情的时候，需要多从对方的角度去思想去考虑。
So particularly when people were doing something or saying something, and we also need to think and trying to think from the other side.
然后能够达成互相之间的理解。
So this way we'll reach a mutual understanding.
那在咱们教会的生活中，在传福音的过程中。
In the church life, during the process of preaching gospel,
自古以来对福音对真理认识的偏差。
So the deviation from the truth since the beginning,
或者是由于误解所导致的自以为是的挺身而出的去做出一些拦阻福音的事情，时常有发生，或者说一直没有断过。
Or you know the events we sometimes actually block the preaching of the gospels from our own misunderstanding and our own self-righteousness.
那今天呢，我们就借着加拉太书二章一到十节的经文，继续来思想、来讨论发生在初代教会时期关于福音广传的过程中，在信徒之间所遇到的张力。
Today is from this verse that we just read, and let's really pondering and discussing the tension among the brothers and sisters in the beginning of the church about preaching gospel.
那我们今天的主题就是福音自由顺服。
So the topic is the gospel, freedom, and submission.
这个主题将分上下两次，两个部分。
So we're going to have two parts.
两周前我们借着加拉太书一章十一到十四节的经文，以福音，大家还记得那名字吗？主题吗？福音什么？教堂，还有人。
So two weeks ago we learned from the Galatians 11 to 14. And the topic was the gospel, church, and people.
那借着那些经文呢，我们聆听思想，认识了使徒保罗对福音以及他自己的身份所做的动之以情、晓之以理的辩护和辩解。
So we learned the Apostle Paul actually defended and explained, you know, his own the gospel and its own sort of status and identity.
那今天我们要思想讨论的是由福音所引出的自由的主题。
So today, we want to really go deeply to discuss the freedom coming from the gospel.
关于顺服的主题，我们放在下半部分。
So we'll save the submission to the second half.
好，那我们首先就借着加拉太书二章一到四节的经文来思想一下福音使命下的真正自由。
So the first topic will be a true freedom of the gospel mission.
加拉太书二章一到二节， 过了14年，我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去，并带着提多同去。我是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说，却是背地里对那有名望之人说的，唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。
Yeah, so the English verses are there, from 1 to 2.
耶路撒冷对于保罗是再熟悉不过的地方。
So Jerusalem probably is the most known place to Paul.
那是他曾经师从犹太律法权威加玛列，接受严格的教育和训练的地方。
So it's a place where he was indoctrinated by a authority in Jewish law, Gamaliel.
是他曾经自由出入面见大祭司的犹太公会的会所所在地。
It's also a place where he has the clearance to go to the temple to see the high priest.
14年是个不短的时间。
The 14 years definitely was not a short time.
那许多资料显示，这是指着保罗信主蒙召做耶稣基督福音使徒之后的14年。
So many literature show this 14 years was definitely after Paul turned to became a Christian.
从保罗蒙召，生命发生了翻转变化之后。
So it's really after his life changed 180 degrees.
就是有他由抓捕迫害耶稣基督的信徒、维护法利赛的律法的一个狂热者，转为耶稣基督福音的使徒之后。
So he definitely changed from the persecutor of Christians and also the fanatics for Jewish law turned into an apostle for gospel.
那在这14年中，他全力以赴地投身于传福音、建立教会，所以在世界各地到处奔波，很少回到耶路撒冷。
During the 14 years, and he really putting himself effortlessly to gospel preaching, establishing churches around the world, and seldomly got a chance to return to Jerusalem.
经文描写他又上耶路撒冷。
So here in the scripture, he says he went up again to Jerusalem.
说明他14年来不是第一次，而是很少几次可能。
So showing definitely wasn't the first time, but probably also very few times.
那个保罗同行的两个人中，大家应该还记得巴拿巴这个人吗
？So he's a companies. There are two folks. I guess you still remember Barnabas.
他与保罗的关系是非同一般。
They are definitely their relationships definitely very unusual.
在前不久，《使徒行传》11章19到30节，我们有一个主题是基督徒之名的起源，在那。篇讲章中，我们分享过巴拿巴。
So in a sermon before, talk about the Acts 11:19-13, and we actually talk about Barnabas.
当保罗被耶稣的大光照耀归主之后，到了耶路撒冷，门徒像躲瘟疫一样，不相信他。
So when Paul was shined upon by the great light and turned to be Christian again, he returned to Jerusalem.And the disciples actually really no one believed him, and everyone trying to avoid him like a plague.
当时唯有巴拿巴接待他，并带着他引荐认识了彼得等几个使徒。
Except there only Barnabas received him, and actually lead him to get acquainted and know Peter and other apostles.
其中前后一些经文描写巴拿巴呢，他原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心。
There are many verses really describe Barnabas, and one verse said he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith.
他卖了田产，奉献给了耶路撒冷教会。
And he sold the land and gave the earnings to the church in Jerusalem.
他和保罗有着同样的背景，就是出生在外邦的。犹太人是一个双栖人才。
So he shared the same background as Paul, and they were Jews born in the foreign land, and they're so-called, I mean, they're Hebrews and also Hellenic, Greek.
就像我们中间一样，许许多多都是双希人才呀，希腊文、希伯来文，那我们是双什么？Bilingual.
So just like us here, we're sort of bilingual. Most of them can speak English and Chinese, and just like Barnabas and Paul, they're also speaking Hebrew and Greek.
后来巴拿巴接受耶路撒冷教会的差派到安提阿教会。Barnabas
was sent by the church to the church in Antioch.
他看到福音在外邦人中兴旺传开之后，他在需要人手的第一时间，他想到了保罗。When
he saw the gospel was widespread among the Gentiles, in the time of need, the first person he saw was Paul.
马上他就去找到保罗，邀请保罗一起到安提阿。And
he invited Paul to be the helper and serve the church in Antioch.
那再后来，巴拿巴和保罗受安提阿教会的派遣，开启了海外宣教的先河，在历史上。So
they were also appointed by the church in Antioch, and they really sort of established the historical precedence. To have the foreign mission, the gospel mission. So the believers in the Church of Galatians, they must know Barnabas very well.
不但熟悉巴拿巴是与保罗一起向他们传福音、建立教会的宣教士。
Not only know him as a missionary who actually preach gospel with Paul and serve the church with Paul.
更重要的是，巴拿巴是和保罗一起向他们宣扬的主耶稣基督救恩的福音。But
most importantly, they know Barnabas as one who actually gave the salvation and of the gospel to them.
就像我们今天我们接受福音的时候，我们唯一所接受的就是因信称义。
Just like today, and you know, we all receiving the gospel because we know we were justified by faith.
心里相信，口里承认，就可以得救。
Yeah, if we accept by our mouth, and we accept it in our heart, and we can be saved.
那巴拿巴是保罗最亲密的福音知己、伙伴、见证人。
And Barnabas is definitely the most intimate friend. The partner and the witness of Paul, in the process of gospel preaching,
并且他在耶路撒冷教会既有好名声，又是当年名正言顺的受耶路撒冷教会正式差派到外邦地区的教会的领袖。So
he definitely have a very good reputation among the church, in Jerusalem, and also is the official appointees to the Gentile regions. And really leading churches.
那与保罗一起去耶路撒冷的另外一个人呢，是非犹太背景的年轻信徒提多。Another
person accompanying him up to Jerusalem was a non-Jew, young believer, Titus.
一个不折不扣的外邦希腊信徒。And
he's definitely a 100% Gentile, Greek believer.
也是保罗福音宣教的助手、亲密伙伴。He's
also a helper to Paul's mission.
所以加拉太教会的信徒对他也一定不陌生。And
also a good partner, and I'm sure the believers in the Church of Galatians also knew him very well.
那大家注意，提多与保罗一起在耶路撒冷出现。 有着非同一般的意义。So
Titus' appearance in Jerusalem really has definitely a very significant meaning.
因为他是保罗和巴拿巴向外邦地区宣传福音的硕果代表。So
he's definitely an epitome of the church gospel preaching to Gentiles.
也是外邦人接受耶稣基督的福音，成为信徒的一个鲜活的见证。So
definitely a witness. Of the gospel of the Gentiles actually accepting Jesus and the gospel.
那保罗在向加拉太信徒、 介绍了与他一起上耶路撒冷的两个伙伴之后
，So when after Paul introduced the two people went up to Jerusalem with him，
在第二节经文的时候，话锋一转，直截了当的陈明了他是受上帝的启示前往耶城的。
So in verse two, he really go directly and show that he had a revelation going up there。
他为什么强调？
Why he's emphasized that point?
因为那些到加拉太教会的搅扰者们，他们去哪儿捣乱，去那儿呢，依着他们自己的心意，他们宣称说，啊，因为耶城教会的使徒们召保罗去了，对他表示不满等等。
Because there were disturbers went to the church in Galatia, and creating rumors that saying.The church in Jerusalem wasn't very pleased with the work of Paul.
所以保罗说我是奉上帝的启示去。
So that's why he said he actually had a revelation going up.
而且保罗到了耶城之后，只是私下里和耶城教会的那有名望之人见面。
So once he arrived there, and the only thing he did was actually had meetings, private meetings.With those very esteemed leaders of the church.
那这有名望的人应该是指的刚才我们读的后边第九节经文里边，主耶稣基督的兄弟雅各长老和使徒彼得、约翰他们三个。
So in verse 9, it showed those esteemed leaders were the brothers of Jesus, James, Peter, and John.
我们来看一节。现在中文译本加拉太书二章二节，我上耶路撒冷去是遵照主的启示，在私下会见那些领袖的时候，我向他们说明我在外邦人中所传的福音，我不愿意我过去或目前的工作落空。
So there's another version of from the Chinese, the modern Chinese version.
那请问保罗为什么只是在私下里会见那些领袖们
？So the question was why Paul only met with the leaders in private？
他又担心，他担心的是什么
？So what was his concern？
他担心的是最后那一句，他过去或者目前的工作落空，徒然奔跑。
That really showed in the end of this verse.That I do not want my work in the past or in the present to be a failure.
因为在当时的耶路撒冷城区的教会中，应该至少有数千的犹太背景的基督徒。
So if you look at the context back then in Jerusalem in the church, there probably have thousands of believers who have the Jewish background.
如果保罗大张旗鼓地去了耶城，和那些奉割礼的犹太派的信徒们见面以后，可能会公开的有交锋。
If he openly sort of dispute those who the circumcised believers,
那样只会引起不必要的麻烦。
And that only create more trouble.
所以我在这里请问大家，圣经中为什么多次强调我们信徒不要争吵，不要争辩？为什么
？So the question to us here is why the Bible often many places really teach us not argue and not argue? Yeah.
你看看这个争吵争辩，就关于。对方互相相爱都能争吵起来、争辩起来。
So this is argue and dispute really happens probably every day.
那在教会生活中，我们知道真理它本身是明确的，是不需要争辩的。
So in the church, we know the truth is the truth. It's very clear, and we do not need to have argument on the truth.
争辩、争吵只会将什么呀？我们上周在一起有几个弟兄姐妹讨论过，争辩只会将人那里边那个什么东西挖掘出来呀、啊， 那个恶。
So the argument only going to dig the evil from the bottom of the heart.
其实啊，人有一种期望，期望内心的恶被挖出来，那一种本能。
So I
大家同意不同意
？Yeah, I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but you know, we as human, we all have this instinct. Actually, we desire to having the evil digged out from our bottom of our heart.
这里有点吊诡，因为恶被挖掘、释放出来之后，会得到一种发泄的畅快感。
So really, it's, maybe it's hard. It's contradictory, but when once the evil was released and we will get a sense of pleasure.
我不知道做父母的有没有体会，当你恶骂了孩子或者是配偶之后，你气死我了，但是呢，坐下来，心里觉得好畅快，嘴里说着气死了，心里实际觉得畅快。
I don't know whether the parents, you know, maybe understand this more. So when you sort of scold your kids, although you said you were very angry at them, but maybe inside you were very pleased.
但是发泄之后一定会有后悔。
But after the release of the, you know, the sense of pleasure, but most of us actually will regret.
为什么呢？说的难听一点。
Why? And you know, here's an analogy, but maybe not a good one.
就像一个大脑理智发育健全的人在大庭广众底下大小便一样。
So the analogy here is kind of like a well-developed human being, and actually urinate in the public.
所以保罗不愿意看到为了福音的缘故而出现纷乱的场面。
So Paul definitely desire not seeing the commotion coming from the arguments because of gospel.
更是为了避免是耶城犹太背景教会与外邦背景教会之间产生误会。
So definitely not want to have the misunderstanding between the church in Jerusalem and the people with a Jewish background with the Gentile churches.
避免导致犹太信徒与外邦信徒之间产生裂痕。
Definitely do not want to create a separation between the Jewish believers and the Gentile believers.
所以保罗认为私下去会见耶城教会的领袖是最佳的选择。
So Paul definitely believed to have a private meeting with leaders was the best option.
事实证明了他这种做法是明智的，是正确的。
And the facts actually showed his choice was wise and right.
在后面第九节经文显示，保罗和耶城教会有名望的领袖们握手达成了共识。
So in the verse later, it showed actually he and the leaders reached an agreement.
所以用今天的一句话就是讲，明白的话要向明白人讲。
So use our plain language today is, you know, the right word will say to the right people.
对的话，要在对的时间、对的地点向对的人讲。
And the right word needs to talk to the right people at the right time and the right place.
这就是保罗给我们的榜样。
So this was definitely an example from the Apostle Paul.
那在接下来的经文，让我们继续来感受福音施工中所存在的张力。
So, from the following verses, let's learn the tension, because of the gospel preaching.
加拉太书二章三到四节，但与我同去的提多虽是希腊人，也没有勉强他受割礼，因为有偷着引进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆。
So in verse 3, here please read the English.
谁没有勉强提多受割礼啊？谁呀？
Yeah, who did not actually sort of compelled the Titus to be circumcised?
是保罗还是犹太基督徒？
It was Paul or the Jewish believers.
怎么理解偷着引进来？
So how we really sort of understand those people sort of infiltrated
还是另外一段经文。现在中文译本加拉太书二章三到四节，跟我同去的提多虽然是希腊人，也没有被迫接受隔离，但有些人假装信徒，偷偷的加入教会，要他接受隔离。这些人像侦探似的混进来，要侦查我们因信耶稣基督而享有的自由，为的是想奴役我。
So the other verses here have different translation. Here said Titus definitely was not forced to be circumcised, and there are pretend to be believers.
加拉太书这封信是写给加拉太信徒的，所以提多和加拉太信徒有着同样的背景。
So this epistle is really addressing to the Galatians, and actually Titus shared the same background as the.
那刚才我们讲了，保罗带他去耶路撒冷，是带给耶城教会的一个外邦人接受耶稣基督福音，成为信徒的鲜活的见证人。
So just as I said before, he was a vivid witness. When Paul brought him to the church in Jerusalem, was a witness of the Gentiles receiving the gospel.
同时呢，也是向加拉太信徒证实，他带着没有受割礼的提多去了耶路撒冷城。
Also was a witness or example that he bring an uncircumcised believer to the church in Jerusalem.
面见了有名望的长老和使徒之后，依然带着没有被强迫接受割礼的身体回到了外邦信徒。
Even after Saul, the esteemed leaders and elders in the church, and he still returned with his uncircumcised body to the church.
实际他是在质问加拉太的信徒说，你们相信已经被耶路撒冷教会有名望的长老使徒们认可的，也是你们认识的巴拿巴、提多和我保罗呢？还是相信那些自以为是的假装信徒偷偷溜进教会里边，那些搅扰着他们在那宣称的那些话？你们相信谁呀？
So what Paul really said here to the church members was, you know, who do you believe? You're believing me?The church leaders in Jerusalem and Barnabas and Titus, or you believing those disturbers, and they're actually comingwith their own names.
但是这儿有一个问题，保罗是不是排斥隔离？
So the question here is, does actually Paul disapprove circumcision?
就在几年之后，保罗第二次海外宣教的旅途中，遇到了一个年轻的信徒提摩太。
So we learn from the scripture, a few years after when Paul started his second trip with the church mission, he met a young believer. His name was Timothy.
当保罗决定带他在身边培养他成为助手同工，所做的第一件事情是什么
？When Paul decided to bring him along, making him the helper and a co-worker.The first thing he did was,
就是亲自为提摩太实行隔离。
And he actually circumcised Timothy by himself.
以至于后来他称提摩太是他属灵的儿子。
And by this action, he actually called Timothy was his son in spirit.
那问题是保罗为什么给提摩太行隔离，而拒绝让提多接受隔离
？So why he actually circumcised Timothy, but refused to having Titus be circumcised.
答案是为了福音的缘故。
So the answer is really because of the gospel.
提摩太的父亲是一个希腊人。
And Timothy's father was a Greek.
但是他的母亲是犹太人。
But his mother was Jewish.
并且已经归信耶稣基督成了信徒。
And Both of them actually became a believer.
所以保罗之所以给提摩太实行隔离，一方面是为了避免与当地非基督徒的犹太人之间产生矛盾与隔阂，为了避免。
So the reason he circumcised Timothy, on one hand, is really trying to avoid the conflicts and the barriers with the the non-Christian Jews.
因为保罗在外邦地区宣教的过程中，也时常出入犹太人的会堂宣扬福音。
Because Paul, even with his foreign Gentile mission, he also stopped into the synagogue to preach gospel to the Jews.
那大家可以想象，如果保罗带了一个有犹太血统的年轻人进到犹太会堂以后，那些犹太人的反应是什么？
So you can actually probably imagine the reaction or the attitude towards Paul and a non-circumcised Jewish.
一个未受割礼的有犹太血统的人出去。
So it's a Jewish background, non-circumcised, definitely not welcome in the synagogue.
犹太人一定要严加排斥。
So they definitely will repel them.
所以保罗为提摩太行割礼，也正是为了他。和提摩太得以在犹太人中间展开福音工作，而排除障碍。
So the reason we learn here is really the circumcision of Timothy, but definitely really trying to get rid of the obstacles to pave the road to preaching gospel to Jews.
但是对于提多而言，保罗之所以拒绝让他接受割礼。
To Titus, the reason Paul refused to having him circumcised,
就是为了广开向外邦人传福音的大门。
Was widely open the doors of gospel to Gentiles.
因为提多不是犹太人
，because Titus was not a Jew,
是众多外邦人的代表。
And he was a representative of many Gentiles.
如果保罗屈从传统犹太派基督徒的要求。
If Paul gave in to the requirement of the traditional Jewish background believers,
你就等于什么呢？上次我分享过，形容过，就像拿一个刀子一样，接受基督耶稣的福音要来一刀。
So just like what I said before, even though you believe by faith, but you still need to, you know, be circumcised.
就等于承认福音的救恩是靠信靠耶稣基督。再加上遵守律法
，so that equals to not only the equals to the salvation of Christ, and also need to accompany by the law.
其实割礼对于旧约时代的犹太信徒来讲
，to the Old Testament Jewish people, the circumcision.
洗礼对于新约时期的基督徒来讲
the baptism to the New Testament, the Christians,
这两个都是信靠的信心的标志。
So those are the marks of the faith and the dependence of the Lord.
所以保罗在另一封书信中对割礼与信心有非常清楚的论述。
And Paul actually in another epistle had a very good, very clear a discussion about faith and circumcision.
我们看一段经文，罗马书四章九到十一节。如此看来，这福是单加给那受割礼的人吗？不也是加给那未受割礼的人吗？因为我们所说亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义，是怎么算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候呢，还是在他未受割礼的时候呢？不是在受割礼的时候，乃是在未受割礼的时候，并且他受了割礼的记号，作为他未受割礼时候因信称义的印证。
Yeah, so here the verse.
仔细的聚焦这段经。
Right, from Romans 4:9-12 really have very good explanation about circumcision and faith, particularly those underlying verses.
亚伯拉罕的信就算他为义。他未受割礼的时候，因信称义的印证，那个割礼是个印证。
So it here says Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness, and it's a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised.
就像我们今天因着相信，受洗是我们的一个信的印证一样。
So just like today, the baptism was a seal. Show our faith.
所以由此看来，保罗在宗教这个人的生命归属的重大的选择上，显示了他潇洒的自由权。
So Paul definitely showed his freedom toward the matter of the destination of human life from the religious perspective.
或可接受割礼，或可拒绝割礼。
So, which is you can either accept.Circumcision, or not accept circumcision.
但是这自由选择不是盲目的随心所欲。
But this freedom definitely was not coming from his own personal desires.
是在基督耶稣里边的自由。
So this was a freedom in Jesus Christ.
是在灵魂归属层面的一种自由。
So this is really the freedom from the level of the spirit and soul.
在此我要再次提到1517年11月31日，那是个什么日子？还记得吗？1517年。
So now I need to re-mentioning a date, which is October 31st, 1517. What day was it?
是基督教从天主教分离出来，成为新教的奠基人，马丁路德。
So that was the day the church was separated from the Catholics.
他在1520年写了一篇题为《基督徒的自由》的著作。
So in 1520, he wrote a book called Concerning Christians' Liberty.
他自己称这本书是全基督徒生活的概览。
He called this book was a short outline of the whole Christian life.
书中对属灵层面的自由做了非常精辟的解读。
He had a very, very clear explanation about the freedom.
他书中有两大主题，其中一个主题就是说，因着信，基督徒是全然自由的众人之主，不受任何人辖制。
So the two themes in the book, one of which was touched on about because of faith, the Christian is entirely free, Lord of all.
你看他有一段这样的描写，他说。若身体享受健康自由自在能活动能吃能喝要做什么便做什么这与灵魂有什么益处呢
Here he said, what does that have any benefit to the soul? If we have a very healthy body, we are very free, we can eat, we can move, we can drink, we can do everything we want.
因为这些是连那最不敬虔做万恶奴隶的人也做得到。
Because all the things, even those most ungodly and the slave of the evil can also do.
反之，身体软弱或被羞或受饥受渴或遭遇任何外表的不幸，又怎能伤害灵魂呢
？So, to the contrary, so how those things can really hurt our soul, things like our physical weakness, imprisonment, and hunger and thirst, and any external misfortune.
上周日在湖边崇拜的时候，我同大家分享过，说是信心自古以来都是一件不容易的事情。
So last week at the lake, I shared the faith was a very difficult thing since the beginning.
尤其我们今天是生活在一个崇尚律法和自由的时代。
Yeah, particularly today, we're living in this era that really hold esteem to the law and to the freedom.
大家不知道想过没有？当我们的自由陷入一种无节制的状态的时候，自由带给我们的是什么呀？不自由。
So in the current era, if our freedom really going have no boundary, and the result of it is actually we have no freedom.
是律法的约束
and it's really the order of the law.
就像圣母大学的一位留学生一样
just like an international student at Notre Dame.
在自己的宿舍，在自己的家中，自由的荡漾于电脑的色情网络之中。
Just like I guess.
结果自由带来的是律法的约束的不自由，陷入 牢狱之灾。
He had the freedom to browse the website, probably more in the pornography, and the result of which was imprisonment.
那回到圣经，犹太信徒因着信心选择了接受割礼，过一个遵守旧约律法的上帝子民的生活。
So we return to the Bible, and the Jewish folks, because of faith, they choose to take the circumcision, but also obey the Old Testament, and to be living a life of God's children.
但是，大家请注意下面一段话。
But
旧约的律法告诉我们，应当爱上帝、爱邻舍，应当过一个圣洁、节制、忍耐的生活。这个有错没有？没有错。好。
But the Old Testament, the law, taught us, you know, we all should living a life, loving God, loving our neighbors, having a very pure, self, discipline and a patient life.
但是旧约律法无法告诉我们如何脱离罪、死亡以及地狱。
But the old, the law could not really tell us how we can be free of sin and death and the hell.
因为旧约律法延续的是一个对弥赛亚救恩的盼望。
Because the law from the Old Testament.From Old Testament was the hope for a Messiah.
这个救恩就是耶稣基督死在十字架上，埋葬三天之后复活的福音。
And which was really the gospel that the Lord died on the cross and rise again 3 days after.
这个福音带给我们的是灵魂的自由。
And this gospel giving us the spirit of the soul, and freedom of the soul.
就像上周分享的摩西那样。
Just like last week, we talked about Moses.
虽然令人惋惜的，看似委屈的离开了人间。
It was pretty, from our perspective, that he left the earth without entering.
但在大约1300年之后，在天空中如天使一样与耶稣基督在一起交谈。
But after 1300 years, and he was appeared in the sky, and talked to Jesus.
所以福音带给我们的是奇妙的、美好的生命的道理，这个道理非常多。
And definitely the gospel will bring us many, many, very wonderful and marvelous, truth of life.
那我在此高兴的，也是郑重的再次邀请大家，于26号，就是快要到来的周六晚上来教会聆听。游子吟遗书的作者冯秉成牧师，他会在这里更仔细、更精彩的跟大家分享。
So really, invite everyone, come to the Saturday's sermon by Pastor 冯秉成 who is the author of the Son of the Wonder, a wonder.
也别忘了26号，也就是那天周六下午2点钟。来这里啊，参加我的按摩礼，给我鼓励加油。
So Saturday at 2, definitely come here and encourage me, and that was my pastoral ceremony.
愿上帝的恩典赐下，愿上帝的名得到荣耀。
So we ask our God bestow His grace upon us, and we also pray His will, His name is glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
现在我们借着这样的时间，因为上一周在湖边的时候，大家讨论说，给我们新受洗的这些弟兄姐妹们发礼品和证书，怕他们弄失弄丢了。所以在今天这个时候呢，借着这段时间，也是请他们来和大家再一次的认识，我们一起来鼓励他们，求神给他们加添力量。好，请上来。
We use the time to really give the new believers from last week the certificates and their gifts.
请新受洗的弟兄姐妹们上来。
We ask all the new believers just baptized come up front.
请长老代表教会给他们颁发受洗证书，还有礼品。
We're asking the elder to pass the gifts and the certificates.
有几位可能出门了啊
？So some of them are probably traveling.
埃蒙王，埃蒙王中文叫什么？中文叫什么？王安文。Matthew 没有来，
不在。
Jason， 包阳。刘
李。
张顺英姐妹，关城中弟兄，
关城中，
张学红姐妹，
还有那个叔叔呢？王呢？还有呢？对。还有一个，
对，王长福弟兄伯父，黄伟新弟兄，
这片地上了，
教会为他们预备了一份薄礼。Jason 是这个 Jason 对不起。
Ivan
来愿上帝赐福，也是就大家在祷告中纪念他们，坚固他们的信心，让他们成为美好的见证者。